بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today we start a new chapter, باب إكرام الضيف, the chapter on honoring the guest. قال الله تعالى هل أتاك حديث ضيف إبراهيم المكرمين إذ دخلوا عليه فقالوا سلاما قال سلام قوم منكرون فراغ إلى أهله فجاء بعجل سمين فقربه إليهم قال ألا تأكلون إثول الغاريات. الله تعالى says, it has the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam's honorable guests reached you. When they came to him and greeted him with salam, he said, peace be upon you too. In other words, Ibrahim alayhi salam, he replied to these people's salam. So you must be strangers. Ibrahim alayhi salam is seeing them for the first time. So he made out that they were strangers. He then went to his family and he returned with a fat calf. He served it to them and he said, are you not going to eat? Personally, Ibrahim alayhi salam, he came and he served them. We'll find that in Islam, we'll explain just now after the next ayat, there's such a level of personal touch when it comes to honoring the guest. That this guest of mine, he must be taken care of. He must be looked after. Whatever this person needs, he should be honored. So Islam doesn't just teach us that the person is respectful or kind, but he goes further than that, he makes ikram. Ikram means to go out of one's way to honor that guest. Honoring the guest means whatever the guest needs, a person is going out of his way to provide it, and not just provide it with a high level of respect. Let's finish this ayat and we'll just discuss a little bit more. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَجَاءَهُ قَوْمُهُ يُهْرَعُونَ إِلَيْهِ وَمِنْ قَبْلُ كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ هَؤُلَاءِ بَنَاتِهُنَّ أَطْهَرُ لَكُمْ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُخْزُونِ فِي ضَيْفِي أَلَيْسَ مِنْكُمْ رَجُلٌ رَشِيدٌ. Allah Ta'ala says, his people came running to him. Before this, they had always engaged in evil deeds. Speaking about the people of Lut alayhi salam, that his people came running towards him. When Allah Ta'ala was putting a test and sent the malaika in the form of handsome young men as visitors to him, so now his people that had filthy minds, Allah Ta'ala protect us and save us, filthy minds, they saw these young men, so they thought this is an opportunity to enjoy themselves in haram, so they came running. So now what he tells, he says, oh my people, these daughters of mine are pure of you. In other words, if you are interested in any type of nikah, the daughters of mine also are pure for you. So fear Allah Ta'ala and do not disgrace me in front of my guests. See what was the worry of Lut alayhi salam. Fattakullaha wa la tukhzuni fi dhayfi. Have the fear of Allah Ta'ala. Do not embarrass me in front of my guests. In other words, these guests are great people. Guests should be honored. Guests are people that we should take care of. Do not cause disgrace for me in front of these guests. Nabi also was worried of honoring the guests and not being disgraced in front of his guests. So he says, do not disgrace me in front of my guests. Is there not a righteous man amongst you? Alaysa minkum rajulur rashid. In other words, if you have company of a righteous person or there's a righteous man amongst you, then there's a chance and there's hope that you also will be guided. One thing we learn from here is that in any company, in any gathering, in any circle of friends, we should have pious people. Because if there are pious people there, whether it's a circle of family, whether it's a circle of just general friends, if there are pious people in that circle, then inshallah there's hope that the circle will be guided. Ideally everyone should be of a good standing, the friendship that we keep. But if we don't have that, at least some pious people, and if we don't have that, then the better thing to do is to stay alone. Don't mix with such type of people where there is no pious people. Alaysa minkum rajulur rashid. If there is a pious person, in other words, if there was someone that is pious amongst you, at least he would have used his brains and guided you all. So this teaches us also something, that always when we're choosing a circle of friends, or we're going to a gathering, we're going to a place, think to ourselves, will we find pious people there? If there are not going to be any pious people there, then I shouldn't be there. I should be far away. The better thing the hadith teaches me is that I'd rather be alone than being in bad company. So being in good company is better than being alone, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and being alone is better than being in bad company. So this beautiful thing that we learn, this touch when it comes to the guest. Nowadays we find a lot of time there's Western culture that's coming into our lives. So what happens is we put the food there buffet style. We invite people, we put the food buffet style. Each person must go himself and he must dish out and he must walk back with his plate to sit down and eat. This is not the style of a Muslim. A Muslim is, this is my guest, I must honor him, I must take the food to him and I must serve him. Personally, I must give him that honor. This is what we are taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The West, their culture is different. In other words, the guest must come, And the other day we were speaking about another trend that has come into our function, into our walimas, and into our invitations and other dawahs that we have, is that now the people are sitting there, they must nibble on the chevra, they must nibble on the papar, they must nibble on the achar, and when talk must take place, and there must be some MC that is there, and all, some of the people that are hungry and they're sitting and waiting, against honoring the guest. Honoring the guest means serve him as quick as possible, so he doesn't have to nibble on all the sides, drink cold drink, drink some water, waiting for the food to come, when is all this talks and all going to finish. That is not the style of honoring. Honoring means the guest has come, we called him for a meal, let's serve him as quick as possible, and let's see how we can free him for whatever he has to do, make him happy, the best we can do, and the right way to do it, is don't unnecessarily delay it. I was just thinking, that thought came to my mind after Salah, that Allah Ta'ala has made it such that we honor people, our guests, we honor a fellow Muslim to such an extent, that even when we are taking the janazah to the Qabristan, you won't find any other religion doing it the way we do, that we actually carry the janazah on our shoulders and we walk with it. This is the sunnah tariqah. Obviously, if it is far, then the hearse takes it, but still, then from the hearse you will find that that level of respect is given to each individual, that this is the mayyit, we carry it on our shoulders and we go. You look at the other religions, sometimes what they do, they got a thing like a stretcher on wheels. Anybody seen a stretcher on wheels? Like a hospital bed. They take the coffin, they put it on the stretcher, and few people are in charge of pushing that stretcher and taking it. That stretcher is pushed and then the coffin is put into the grave. And that too is put by people that have already got a contract that your job is to do this. We just stand here and we look and we see what is happening. And it's other people to put the sand. Here the people that are most in Islam, the people that are most grieved, the closest family members, they are the ones that are jumping down personally to the Qabr, taking that body with respect, placing it with respect, messing their hands up, and all the other people are told, take sand with your hands and then throw the sand in. Look at what a personal touch we got right till the end. This is what Islam is all about. Being respectful, being courteous, being generous, being kind to such an extent that even the last moment, the people that are most grieved are going in and doing the most work. Allah Ta'ala make it such that we keep this courteousness, this kindness, this personal touch, and we don't lose it with this Western culture. One other thing that has come in, you'll find in Islam, that when a guest has come, then we'll find many, many incidents. Yeah, Ibrahim alayhi salam came back with a fat calf. But we'll find that many, many incidents, the guest, the right thing to do is offer them something. If it is tea, if it is some juice, water, something to eat. This is the style. Another thing that has come is culture. Allah Ta'ala save us, protect us. Now, I can't say all the time it's wrong, but very often, that there's just one jar of sweets kept there, one jar of murku that's kept there, and the guests come and the thing is given to the guest. So that style of offering, and did you eat, did you have a meal, all this was the old culture that we had. Nowadays it's just a shortcut, take out one jar of sweets and give the visitors. That shouldn't be, that we should be excited that Allah Ta'ala has sent guests to me, visitors to me, how I can go out of my way and serve them. May Allah Ta'ala give us only tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.